All right, DSiWare. It shows its full potential.
I know what it is. With two incredible releases,
Mario Calculator and Mario Clock.
Dude, really? Mario Calculator and Mario Clock are this week's DSiWare.
Can you read the description for Mario Clock?
You don't want to hear Mario Calculator first? I kind of understand what that does. It's kind of implicit in the title. Clock, besides, they probably just find a place for the description for Animal Crossing Calculator Clock, just like they reskin those with Mario.
Oh, that'd be great if they were. I like Mario.
He's a plumber.
Well, hey, for 200,
he used to be a carpenter.
Nintendo DSi points. Mario and Luigi take a break from their normal adventures.
Wait, Luigi's in it too?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, yes, it's the value.
The name, I mean, they really should have put that up front.
Like Mario and Luigi Calculator.
or Clock.
So yes, break their normal adventures to dedicate the heroic talents to working with numbers. Mario Calculator features the full functionality of the original calculator, including a memory key and the ability to display up to 13 digits, and adds a layer of atmosphere reminiscent of the original Super Mario Bros. Use the unit converter to turn one unit of measurement to another, such as length, weight, volume, age, and others, or track the history of calculations you performed with ease. Listen to the Mario-related sounds and watch the coins fly as calculations are performed. Now back to adding up those high scores. Even that guy's like, Mario Clock description. Turn back time and enjoy a bit of classic gameplay based on the original Super Mario Bros. with Mario Clock. Help Mario and Luigi collect more coins than ever. Power block anyone while they run through a variety of stages.
Wait, did you say that? Is that in the description? It's in there. It's in parentheses.
It's a parenthetical. Help Mario and Luigi collect more coins than ever. Power block anyone.
That'll do it.
Obviously, while they run through a variety of stages, gather enough coins and you'll be treated to another scene bound to bring back fond memories for many.
So wait, there's gameplay in there somewhere? Mario Clock includes both analog and digital clocks that use the system's internal clock or allow you to have the time however you like.
Program up to three alarms with snooze functionality for those that need it. And assign them a Mario-related sound and use one created in the DSi sound application. You'll find yourself thinking just a few more coins in no time.
I was thinking that already. What a coincidence.
I still get where the coins come in.
How do I get coins?
Do they just jump around and collect coins while the clock is on screen, or do you actually control it?
It says, turn back time and enjoy a bit of classic gameplay based on the original Super Mario Bros. with Mario Clock.
So I'm going to run and bop turtles upside down? And do I hit the time?
I bet they're referring to Super Mario Bros. and Mario Bros. 2, but Super Mario Bros. does not have power block. Power block anyone?
I'm good. I'm good.
Cheddar.
And then your virtual console release this week is Space Harrier for Arcade.
That's a good version.
So welcome to the fantasy.
Get ready.
Hopefully they have emulated it well. Get ready.
Power block anyone?
Yeah. Hopefully it's emulated better than that Sonic's Ultimate Genesis collection did.
Because that was a real bummer.
I can't speak to the emulation quality for console releases. It's pretty sparing in my virtual console purchases. But I think they've been pretty good.
There was a while that some TurboGrafx games were kind of crashing.
But I think they fixed that. It's kind of the upside of having just an emulator-based system. That you can change the emulator.
Yeah.
All right, emails. Let's do this. It's pumped up emails.
Woo! You motherfuckers. Bombcast@chatbomb.com is the email address.
Email address. Please get hot dogs after this. Power box. Anyone?
Come on.
I want to make a hot dog in it.
Hot dog.
I bet you do.
I really do.